Farmers here in California grow many of the vegetables, fruit, and nuts that the whole country eats. So it's a concern for everyone that we're in the midst of a multi-year drought. Some farmers have been yanking out water-intensive crops and planting less thirsty ones. They're also resurrecting some old ways of farming while discovering new technologies. Sasha Coca of member station KQED has the latest of our stories on water and the West.
The organic apple orchards on Dan Lehrer's farm near the Northern California coast look almost abandoned. Knee-high weeds and grasses grow up under rows of scraggly trees. This used to be a lush green orchard until one day 5 years ago. That's when Lehrer and his wife, Joanne Kruger, went to turn on the main valve to the well that irrigated these trees.
Nothing happened. No water came out. Somehow, somewhere, there's a big fat break in the underground pipes that crisscross the orchard.
It was too expensive to fix the pipes, so they turned the well off and waited.
We started losing these trees because the roots are very shallow, and they've been used to being watered like baby lettuces, and all of a sudden they weren't getting that water.
But amazingly, most of the trees survived and began producing apples that were not like the ones before. Regulars at the farmers market clamored for them.
Our customers just went nuts.
The trees are stressed, but the fruit is beautiful. They're much smaller than a grocery store apple. They're denser, they're crisper, they have a good sweet tart balance.
So now the couple's also growing new trees of heirloom apples and experimenting with terracing the hillside to best capture the 30 inches of rainfall they get a year. Other farmers along the California coast, like tomato growers and winemakers, are also rediscovering the practice of dry farming, using only natural rainfall. That used to be the norm in the Napa Valley before the 1960s, when overhead sprinklers were introduced. Now go a few hundred miles southeast of Northern California. Farmers there are using some very different water-saving strategies. No, Zach Sheely isn't serenading his plants to make them grow better. The 27-year-old is a part-time opera singer and farmer. He can take a break from his opera lesson to check on his tomato and pistachio fields from his iPhone, perched on the grand piano.
And I just clicked charts and look at the soil moisture content, and we just turned on water today.
So does it look good?
It looks good. Looks just like what we wanted it to.
Now Sheely can relax and focus on his singing. His family farms 10,000 acres in a part of California's Central Valley where it only rains about 7 inches a year. And this year, federal water deliveries to many farmers here were cut to the lowest levels ever. So Zach Sheely has turned to advanced technology for help. And here's how it works. Out in his pistachio orchards, workers hammer a metal pipe into the ground to dig a hole next to a young tree.
Right when it gets to the end, it always gets really tough, doesn't it?
Matt Angel works for PureSense, an irrigation software company. He's putting in a special electronic sensor next to the drip irrigation lines.
So as that irrigation system comes on, you can see exactly how the water moves through the soil. We can actually see the plant taking up the water as it extracts water from each level.
Every 15 minutes, a solar-powered transmitting station will send information from multiple sensors, along with weather data, to a centralized computer. Checking the data on his iPhone, Zach Sheely can see just when his plants have enough water.
What technology has allowed us to do is to be more efficient with our time, our money, and our resources.
But it's not cheap. Each transmitting station costs $5,000, and the Sheelys so far have about 20 of them. They've helped shorten watering times, stressing the plants just enough so they produce healthy fruit.
We're watering so that we put enough water on, but not too much. Put too much water on, they kind of go through a dormancy phase and it actually slows the growth. And if you put too little on, it also slows the growth. So we want to stay right in that sweet spot of growth.
Using the sensors, Sheely's been able to increase his tomato yields with less water. The high-tech sensors are just one tool farmers are using to save water in this dry valley. Many have converted to drip irrigation. There are also automated micro-sprinklers and systems that produce large water droplets, which cut down on wind drift.
The agriculture of the 20th century isn't the agricultural community that we're going to want in the 21st century.
Peter Glick directs the Pacific Institute, a think tank focused on water. He says California farmers are more efficient than 20 years ago, but still not saving nearly as much water as they could be.
And those farmers that are innovative and flexible and smart and efficient are the ones that are going to survive. And the other farmers are going to suffer, and they're going to moan, and they're going to potentially go out of business.
And as technology keeps improving, it may also mean that a younger generation of tech-savvy farmers, like Zach Sheely, can stay down on the farm, at least in the virtual sense. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Koka.
Я пит может, я границы сойду в таинственную цель.